Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network, and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. The inside story of the Trump University fraud tonight on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Stephen Gilpin is one of the few, if not only, true real estate experts at Trump University. He's taught real estate for more than a decade, has initiated and sealed countless deals in Florida, New York, Connecticut, and elsewhere. His new expose just out in full book length, Trump U, the inside story of Trump University. Welcome, Steve. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you. It's my 35th wedding anniversary. It's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
If we make it till Monday.
You'll make it.
Yeah. First off, is this the first insider account?
It is actually the first insider from the insider working for Trump University. It's the first one.
Okay. So let me.
Actually, we're silent.
Have you, has anybody in the Trump organization or close to the Trump organization pressured you about this book in any way?
You know, right now they have not, which I'm really surprised about. They have not actually pressured me. I'm really shocked about it.
Do you know if they've read it or anybody close to it?
Oh, they've actually been contacted. Michael Cohen, Trump organization.
Yep.
The White House actually was commented for comments, and they have no comments at this time.
Why do you think that Trump is actually being smart this time and not opening his mouth? Or
it's quite interesting. I don't know. You know, because the book is based on facts,
mm-hmm.
And everything else that's taken place. I think he's just too busy with everything else.
Yeah. Now, this was Trump settled the court case for $25 billion. In your mind, was
settled for too little?
Yeah, no. Was Trump University a fraud?
You know, looking back at it now, I can actually say it didn't start out that way in the beginning, and all. But towards the subpoena process and reading all the materials and everything that took place during the court hearings and being participant of the court hearings and the subpoena testifying, it is actually a fraud in most cases. Because of the salespeople that they actually hired.
Do you think that the $25 million was way too little then?
I actually do think it's way too little.
Do you think Trump himself was aware that this was a fraud or sort of a bait-and-switch con while this was ongoing?
You know, we talk about Trump Mortgage and all.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about other companies that he's actually in the book. We talk about, the other companies that he ran and mm-hmm. was part of. He must have known at some point with the complaints and with all the legal notices that he was served beforehand, before it even shut down, and before even subpoenas and the lawsuits started. He must have known somehow beforehand. Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us the extent that you knew or dealt with Trump.
Well, I didn't deal with Trump on a daily basis. Michael Sexton, the 4% owner, actually met with Trump on a quarterly basis. And approved all the ads, ran the ads through Trump, Mr. Trump, and he actually met with Mr. Trump to go over the course materials, et cetera, and the resumes and the instructors. So he met with him on a quarterly basis.
He testified under oath that he did not know you, right?
He did. He mentioned three times he did not know me, which is the reason why I put the letters and the emails in the book, because...
And the signed picture, right?
And the signed picture, because if you look at the dates, after that he testifies that he doesn't know me, and it's like, well, what do you mean you don't know me? I got the MVP award, and you sent me emails congratulating me and telling me how much of an awesome job I'm doing. And if you're saying in court that you don't know who I am, and saying he said it, they asked him three different times. They showed him a picture of me. They said they thought that maybe help him remember, and he said he doesn't recall, doesn't know him. It's been too many years. And then they asked him three times my name, and he actually said, I don't recall. I may have known him. I may not know him. I don't recall.
It's interesting to me that he almost seems to have his own double standards that he gets away with, because he's under oath, and I've seen many depositions where he says, I wouldn't recognize him if I saw him in the same room.
It's unbelievable, and this is why a lot of people quote me about Mueller, and they want to know, why do I say that? It's because he's not going to be able to say to Mueller, I don't recall, or, you know, and it's a federal investigation. He's not going to be able to say that in a subpoena. So that's why every day I do pray Mueller investigates them and subpoenas them and questions them.
Do you have a lot of residual anger still about this whole thing?
You know, I don't have residual anger. Mm-hmm. I'm upset about the whole process, what it did to my life and my career, because I was very loyal. I made millions of dollars, and I was duped myself. And I don't like how he just closed down the company and didn't handle with the students. He really didn't take care of them. He could have actually taken care of those students. He could have helped them out.
All right.
I still keep my promise, and I still do. I still help those students.
Let me, it comes across in the book, by the way, that, yeah, you're very dedicated to helping and mentoring these folks that are sort of just hung out to dry after their credit cards are burned out.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about Michael Cohen, because he makes a presence in your book, too, and they call him the Pit Bull, and, of course, now he's big in the news.
Yeah, no, he actually is. His nickname was Pit Bull, and the reason why I talk about him is because one of the bizarre incidences right before they closed down and before I left, we were summoned up to, and I say summoned because when you got a call from Donald Trump and you had to go to the Trump Organization and meet with them, Pitbull actually met with us in a conference room. And I actually talk about that in the book, and then I actually say what took place. He actually accused us and barked like a dog. And belittled us, and I quote and unquote, you may have to bleep this out, but I quote and unquote and say in the book what he said to me. He goes, Gilpin, you'll never pat your spouse again. Who's been stealing money? Somebody's been stealing money from the organization, and somebody's been stealing money from Mr. Trump.
And tell him the next line, though, your wife had just passed away.
That's just it. And I said to him, I hope I never pat my spouse. My wife had passed away 12 months ago, and I hope I never have to pay him.
All right, let's...
Yeah, that's how bizarre the whole rant was.
Yeah, he sounds like...
And Donald Trump comes on the speaker, because he was listening to the whole thing, and says, Mr. Cohen, to my office immediately.
That also cracked me up. So obviously he's listening in.
He was listening to the whole entire thing.
And obviously you see Cohen really lives up to the fixer name that he's getting in the media now. Now, let's talk about some of the things that really surprised me in this book. Number one, this is a little embarrassing, because I went to the Tuck School at Dartmouth. And the folks that were in the beginning, Michael Sexton and John Vogel, both have big Tuck connections, and I even contacted Vogel about this interview. But tell us, this thing really was legitimate at the beginning.
It was really legitimate. We had Dr. Professor Eldred, who does real estate. He's a professor at NYU. He did teaching at NYU. We had really legit professional people that actually were legit. They were literally college certified, real estate certified educators. And the problem was that they got paid too much money to do the education, especially for the online school. And then that's when I come in, and because Professor Elder had left, and I was like, well, why is he leaving? I was told a bag of goods, you know, just like everybody else. You know, he's leaving, he's retiring. Oh, okay. So I replaced Professor Elder, and I had to be credentialed, and everybody after that came in, and they switched the whole entire, the way they did business. Because, you know, the professors, you know, yeah, it was legit. They were bringing in some money, but they weren't bringing in loads of money. They weren't bringing in $1 million.
And they were designing courses that could be sold or online taken or what?
They did online courses in the beginning.
Okay.
By legit professors and legit personnel. Yeah, they actually did that. And then they started going into the roadshow business, I call it. And they started hiring people that did not know real estate. They were high-pressured salespeople that, you know, talked about the game of real estate but weren't actually teaching legal real estate, or they'd give you snippets here and there. And that's when they went into these high-pressured sales tactics.
All right, we'll talk about that more later. Did Trump put in how much of his own money?
He put in the beginning, he put in anywhere from $1 to $3 million. He was repaid 100% of that. It brought in any approximately around anywhere from $5 to $6 million approximately a year.
And looking at the gross, the numbers are interesting to me. 80,000 people went through the Trump University.
Absolutely.
9,000 of them took the three-day course, which was $1,500 for $9 million of revenue. 794 took the elite, which generated $16 million. And 572 took the $34,995 that generated $20
million. Those numbers I question to this day, because those numbers don't seem right. Because in the end, when I was the only one left basically teaching, I had over 5,900 and some students.
Wow. So this is just what we counted for is $45 million. Trump put in $3 million by your estimation, which
and
he got back.
And got paid back.
And he got paid back, but he did pay the $25 million fine. So I get a $17 million net. Now, that's before commissions and stuff.
You actually get about 20-some million dollars after. So he still made a profit. Now, here's the kicker. He gets to write off $25 million as a loss.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets to claim all the other losses.
Wow. You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell on the Business Talk Radio Network. 350 stations around the country. Go to businesstalkradio.com. More on the Trump University fraud coming right up. Stay with us.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back with Stephen Gilpin, author of Trump U, the inside story of Trump University, and it is the first insider account of anybody that has worked at Trump University. Finishing where we were before, and Trump used to cite this all the time, too. Satisfaction surveys were done after these courses were completed. 98% came back extremely satisfied. Of course, they weren't able to get that until they got their course certificates. Are the satisfaction surveys junk or what?
Well, they were sad. I mean, the whole thing was is that you didn't get a certificate unless you actually gave a four-star or five-star rating. That's number one. And number two...
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Number two is you have to realize these people were in a sales pitch, so they don't know what they don't... You know what I mean? People don't know what they're being sold. They don't know what the topic is about. Mm-hmm. You know, they're being sold, and they don't realize they're being sold. And they're being sold by high-pressured sharks, I call them, because... If I attended some of these events and I'm like, wow, I'd pay $25,000. Here's my credit card. You know, and I was employed by them. That was one of the one funny things about it, is you have to realize, so yeah, of course they gave some high ratings to it, but they got such little tidbits on education that anybody from Wikipedia can pull up and reverberate it, you know.
Okay, but let me ask you, you started off there, you interviewed for a job, and you were able to ascertain pretty quickly that they didn't know much of what they were talking about. What made you want to get involved?
You know, because, you know, the housing market in Florida was collapsing. The values were lost 65%. The market was crashing. I had to reinvent myself in my own business. I had a mortgage brokerage business, a mortgage company and lender. I was a lender, correspondent lender. And I was doing mortgages for many years. I was a banker by trade.
Uh-huh.
And the real estate market has stopped, you know, producing, you know, sales and refi booms are gone. So I had to reinvent myself, and I knew I had to get back up to the Northeast.
All right, let me ask you, Steve, while you're talking about that, what's the logic of Trump University rolling itself out as we're heading into the worst crash since the Depression in real estate?
Well, that was one of the funny things about it, is why would they actually go in there and start rolling out when the crash is about to hit? And that's because they rolled out in 2004, so 3 years into it, the crash hits majorly. And then they switched again. Their whole sales pitch is buy foreclosures. Well, that was a big problem, because then they were doing theft of equity act and theft of deeds to people and teaching them how to do that and how to cloud people's titles that were underwater at the county Department of Records and Deeds. And it's like, well, that's illegal. You can't do that.
All right, let me ask you this, because this also kind of surprised me. 40 Wall Street, he bought that building, and it's a very prestigious address, although the building is not as great as he's always said. But what I was stunned was that you say the building is full of bucket shops and boiler room brokerage things. Real sleaze stuff.
Yeah, it was penny stock things, mortgages, fraudulent mortgage companies. It was full of penny stock scammers. It was Madoff type people. It was cheap rent at the time, and people moved into it with the prestigious address of being on Wall Street. And he rented it out to the pretty much lowlifes.
Is Trump just a lowlife himself? And why would he want to be associated with these people? Could get other guys in that building?
To him, it's about the money. Whoever pays the rent and brings in the money, and that was what he did. He furbished it and got it rented, fully rented, and, you know, he wanted that money coming in.
Okay.
So as a businessman, I get him.
Okay. Now, of course, the claims were he was actively involved, the curricula, he handpicked the hires, we teach success, he was in the ads. Was that all BS?
It was all BS. All BS.
Okay. All right. So this thing has morphs into a sales bait and switch, right? Take us through that. And folks are getting their credit card limits increased on the first day of the 3-day seminars, et cetera.
Yeah, so they would attend these 3 days, how to be a millionaire. So what they do is they flood the markets in a certain state 3 weeks beforehand with ads. You see these infomercials on TVs, radio. You'd see them on internet, on social media. And they flood the market, and it would be Donald Trump pitching you. And it would be all those ads about Donald Trump. Be a millionaire and learn how to invest like Donald Trump is and walk out a millionaire. And that was those ads. And they were fraudulent to get them into the seat. And then this high shot, you know, Utah or whatever, salesperson would actually be in there to pressurize you and sell you. And then in some cases, you know, when they couldn't, they did either a hard sell the first day because they knew they had 25% or greater. Their whole job was to sell the audience 25% or greater. So you imagine 600 people in an audience and all. You think Trump's going to be there, and he's not there. You're going to learn from Trump's advisors, handpicked, and teach you how to become a millionaire. Their whole job was to sell 25% of that audience.
And by sell, you mean upsell to one?
Upsell them into a 30-some thousand-dollar package.
And did these folks have that kind of money?
They didn't. So what they did is they did a breakaway. And the people that couldn't afford it, they did high-pressured sales, and they taught them, and they met with them one-on-one. And they talked to them, went over their finances, and they handed out financial sheets to get your information financially. And if you couldn't do it and you had a lot of credit card and limits, they actually would teach you how to actually up your credit card limit to actually charge your $5,000 or $35,000 package. And could you imagine paying $35,000 on your credit card at 18-point-some% interest?
In fact, in the book you calculated, it comes to a $51,000 cost.
$51,000 cost.
Now, what are they getting for that $35,000?
You know, it depends. They got a couple of infield retreats, a commercial real estate retreat, a residential, a fast-track to foreclosure retreat to teach you about the foreclosure business and buy, fixing, and flipping. They got you a creative financing retreat, which in most states was illegal, by flipping contracts, clouding titles, and deeds. So you got these $5,000 workshops. That was in that 35. And then you got a 3-day infield mentorship with a real estate professional that would go to your market in your town and teach you and handhold you.
And that was real?
No, some of them, well, it depends on who you got as your mentor. You know, I did a lot of mentoring towards the end because I just felt terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually could help people make money in real estate. But, you know, it was more than 3 days. You know, I'm still doing it. It's more than 3 days.
And were they telling people they could make their money back realistically?
Absolutely. That's where the fraud comes in. They were telling people through the advertisements that, you know, it's $25,000 to $35,000, but you'll make that back in 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah.
And we sold about 600 of these, as we were talking about in the first segment. How many people do you think made money?
I would say probably less than 2%.
Less than 2%. Sounds like a multi-level marketing scam. Yeah. We've done a lot on. There's a Trump University sales playbook, right?
I still have it.
All right, tell us a little bit about that, and how were objections overcome in that book?
Well, I read about that in the book also. They actually talk about, in the playbook itself is what you should do, how to do sales, how you should present yourself as an instructor. How you basically should lie, and you should actually overcome the objectives and talk about and how to upsell them. And all. I think that's chapter 20 in the book. It's the whole Trump playbook.
Okay.
And then there's two different copies and versions of the playbook. The one that was sent over probably wasn't the original one. I actually found the original book.
And is it brazenly telling people to get scammed, or is it?
It's pretty brazen. It's pretty brazen. When you read the playbook, it's all about upselling and how to overcome their objectives if they say they don't have the money and how to go around that.
Explain to me how
Trump is the best. Trump is the best product.
How are these folks? These folks are just sales guys. They're upsell guys. They're not real estate. How are they able to sound like they know what they're talking about?
You know, because they learn little trickets from a real estate book or from Professor Eldred, or it was a script. They learned it from a script, and they would take that script and they would sell it from the script.
Wow. You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell, flagship stations, Yale Radio, WYBC, and WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut. Trump U morphing into a full fraud next.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Steve Gilpin, the only real estate expert at Trump University by the end. And we're going to talk about some of the things that really were fraudulent in these seminars as they got moving. But first, I want to tell people, because there's probably an assumption that these were poor suckers that were brought in there, had no money, you know, they were duped. What were the customers, the people that were there, what were they like?
You know, well, one of the things is my heart's went out for the widowers who lost their husbands. But they were retirees or about to retire. These were people in the middle age of their life that took their life savings in their retirement. These were educated people, believe it or not.
And they were not they were not necessarily suckers.
No, they weren't. Not at all.
Okay.
You know, some of my students that actually made it is they're IBM employees that were high-level IBM employees.
Wow.
You know, a lot of them were college-educated.
And talk about, you ended up just sort of flying around the country doing these things, right? And had thousands of people asking you to be their mentor. You were sort of putting out fires. Talk about that a little bit.
So the students would actually call in on the hotline, and I would actually take phone calls from the hotline. So the hotline was set up. Is you can call in and talk about any type of real estate transaction, and I'd be the guy, in-house representative, that actually would walk you through the real estate transaction and help you if you come across any problems at all. And then they started teaching them, you know, certain transactions, and the student would call in, and I'd be like, you can't do that. That's illegal. What are you talking about? Where did you learn that? And all that. And they said, well, I learned it in the Texas. I said, you can't do that. I mean, one of the things I write about is this poor Sunil I write about in the book. He was in Arizona, him and his wife, bought a property or put a property under contract, went down to the title Department of Records and Deeds, tried to cloud the title, and clouded the person's title, didn't have a license to sell the property, didn't even own the property, and they were in the house marketing the property for sale, and they got in trouble and they got caught.
And then you have mentors teaching transactions that are banned in the state the seminar is given, right?
Delaware. Theft of Equity Act, 2008, 2010. You think somebody would read the federal laws? Board of Realtors in each state create the laws, and there's certain laws you have to pertain to when you're doing real estate transactions. And if you do something illegal, especially like the Theft of Equity Act in Delaware and Maryland, you're going to go to prison. I mean, these poor people were actually knocking on people's door that were losing their home to foreclosure, offering them pennies on the dollar to sign over the deed of the property, and then think they're going to flip the property for hundreds of thousands of dollars more.
Wow.
You can't do that. That's the Theft of Equity Act.
How about the fact that they used the term university and never seemed to drop it, right?
They never did. And, you know, I didn't know this until in the beginning. They were stopping them from using the word university in the very beginning, and several years into it, they finally switched it over to Trump Entrepreneur Initiative. Several months before we even just closed the door.
So Trump basically just ignored that.
Ignored it. And then he moved out of the state of New York and moved the corporation, the LLC, to Delaware. Look at Michael Cohen these days and those Delaware companies.
Yeah. So Trump University starts to be kicked out of states?
Yeah, they got kicked out of states. We can't practice in Florida. But the Florida governor didn't sue. She took a $25,000 thing from Mr. Trump himself.
A donation.
For her campaign. Yeah. Yeah, and then we got kicked out of Texas. We got kicked out of Maryland, Delaware. I mean, there are so many places we got kicked out of.
I like
in California.
I like the story of the Giff brothers. They're teaching. They go bankrupt, and they don't have enough assets to have even bought the elite program.
They had $759,000 in debt. They didn't even have $20,000 worth of mortgages. On the bankruptcy, it was just credit card debts and debt. Not one of them was a mortgage debt.
Now,
and these were the real estate experts that were teaching you how to buy low, sell high. That was their whole gimmick. And it was hysterical. It's like, I can't. And they're one of the brothers that actually taught the Delaware and the Texas and the Arizona to flip contracts and cloud titles.
This is good. You're getting more emotional as we go along.
Well, it just drives me insane because these people still do this today for a living. And they're still teaching this stuff. It's like, what?
I want to ask you, because I found this very interesting, I guess because I'm a business school guy. The business model itself was flawed and basically unsustainable, right? That if they had delivered what they promised, they would not have made any money, and so it would become kind of a Ponzi scheme.
Right. In the beginning, if they kept it where they were going, they would have never. And you know, one of the things Michael Sexton taught us is, you know, why fish with the fishing pole when you can catch only one fish at a time? Why don't we just throw a huge net out there and grab all the fish?
This Michael Cohen?
No, this was, I'm sorry, Mr. Sexton.
Oh, Michael Sexton, sorry.
Michael Sexton, yeah.
Now, in that 14...
That was one of the things, and that's when the business model changed.
In that 1,495 initial three-day seminar, are you learning...
Your golden ticket.
Are they... And you said, here's another part of the business model, they couldn't afford to actually give you any value because then you wouldn't go to the upsell.
Right, exactly. You wouldn't tend to upsell. Their whole thing on the 1495 was you got a golden ticket in the mail. Actually, I just got one for a tax lien course this week in the mail. They want me to attend a Trump tax lien course. Do you believe the people that still teach? And I write about that tax lien.
Oh, my God. There's people, the Trump Entrepreneur Initiative?
Yeah, Trump Entrepreneur Initiative. The people that were instructors still do this today.
Under their own names?
Only under their different name. This past week, I got a golden ticket in the mail from the guy I write about in the book who does tax liens, who is fraudulent as can be, and doesn't even know tax liens.
All right, let's
give out golden tickets.
Let's move into the litigation phase. You found found a subpoena on your door from Mr. Snyderman, the Attorney General, right?
Yeah, Eric Snyderman, and when I talk about when I write about that in the book, and I say he played rough at me and manhandled me. Yeah, he did really play rough at me because, you know, I was supposed to go there and question, and I wasn't going to go near Eric Snyderman until I had a lawyer present. And they wanted me to turn the state evidence and state witness for several states. And I didn't feel comfortable doing that because, you know, they made me believe I was going to go behind bars, that the employees who are W-2 were going to be arrested and go behind bars. So I had no other choice to cast my faith with Mr. Trump and his lawyers.
Yeah, now, Steve, let me ask you about that, because that's hard for me to kind of put my arms around. You're at this thing. You think yourself think it's a fraud by now.
Right.
And the Trump organization pressures you not to turn, right? But
not to turn.
But you stayed with the Trump banner in the case. I mean, how did you justify that to yourself?
Well, I was worried about what was going to happen to me. The way they made it sound, the Trump lawyers, they literally made it sound that if we didn't go with them and we went on our own, first off, we'd be bankrupt. Because remember, the lawsuit took 10 years. Who can afford to pay a lawyer for 10 years, number one?
Yeah.
To keep you out of jail. And then they made it sound like that you actually are responsible, since you can't deny that you didn't know about the Ponzi scheme, so you're responsible, so you're going to go to jail, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep you out of jail. So the way they twisted it, just like, you know, the same way he twists everything about the business and the economy and everything and about his life, it's the same way they twisted their own employees to go state evidence or not to go state evidence against them. And I was so scared to death because I remember I was getting subpoenas. I got three subpoenas on my door to come home to that every day from work, even after a year after it's over with, to come home to that and then have your neighbors and cops at your door and news people at your door. After Trump was done, I had no choice to go back into real estate and work for myself and do construction myself because no job was going to hire me in corporate America because my name was attached to this huge scam, which that's the reason why I wrote about the book. I had to get it out there.
Okay, so you don't turn state's evidence. You have a lawyer hired by Trump for you. You obviously didn't lie or anything under oath. So how did you answer questions or how did you deal with it?
Well, one of the things was is that we were trained from 8 o'clock at night to sometimes 1, 2 in the morning, 2 to 3 weeks before I even got to testify or do my subpoena. And one of the things was is I had to say, and this is where I actually questioned reality, because I knew certain conversations took place that Michael Sexton had with Donald Trump that I knew took place because he told me himself. But since I wasn't at the conversation or in the meeting, I had to say that I couldn't recall or I didn't know. So even if a third-party conversation, so it's like me telling you a conversation and then your producer is telling you, well, I have that on recording that he did that. You can't say that because he wasn't actually there in the room.
Talking about listening in, by the way, I think you say that Trump is able to listen in to all the phone calls at Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I did write about that because that did actually happen. He was listening into conversations at Mar-a-Lago. He was listening to conversations at 40 Wall Street because we did know about that. I was told several times when I showed up for work, be careful, Trump's on the line today. He's listening to your conversations and your education and your teaching.
So let me ask you, Trump is completely hands-off, basically, isn't he, in this whole Trump University, but yet he's listening in at certain times?
Yeah, he's listening in at certain times.
What was your thinking then? Why wasn't he more hands-on then?
You know, it was weird because the whole thing was, since that was the prime example. Even though we were told he's listening, since I can't prove that he was actually listening in,
right.
I had to say, well, I don't know, that didn't happen, or I don't recall, or... I don't know that for a fact. That was told to me by third party and all. That was the subpoena questioning and all. And that's where I really questioned reality about it. But, yeah, no, it was one of those things where I knew he was listening to our conversations because we did a podcast and he was on the other line. And I knew that for a fact.
Can't make this stuff up. You're listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Final segment coming up. Could Trump U have been turned around and made legit?
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Our final segment, talking with Steve Gilpin, blowing the whistle on Trump University. Steve, how could the university have either been saved or made legitimate?
You know, I actually did a PowerPoint presentation when I was the final three that was there. I felt like I was on The Own Apprentice, and I did a PowerPoint presentation. We could have actually switched the paid back and gave out millions of dollars in refunds, you know, because we could have given Tarla refunds out because she's gone and asked us for refunds before. We just didn't do it. We could have gave up refunds. We could have asked for an influx of cash of $1 million to $3 million, and we could have hired back all the original NYU, all the professors that taught real estate at all these universities and had them as guest speakers and do these courses. And pay them to do them.
Are you assuming that legit? You're assuming that Trump had the $3 million sitting around, or
he absolutely did have it.
He absolutely. And so, as we started at the beginning, you think he actually still made net money after the thing was shut down and all the fines. By
no
the way,
doubt.
On Tarla Makoff, I think her name is.
Yep,
it's pretty amazing. She was sold a $35,000 program. The mentors had conflicts of interest. The deals were illegal. The cash flow max was $40 a month, and they got her to sign up for credit cards that she wasn't even sure she did, right?
Right. Yeah, they actually had her sign up for credit cards and limits and increase her limits.
This is pretty bad. That's pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. No, it was really bad. And that's how this whole thing started. When Tarla Makoff actually filed the lawsuit, she actually called the hotline. That's how I got involved. She called the hotline on the Vegas property, and she said, you know, I'm doing this transaction. I'm only making $40 to $100 positive cash flow on a monthly basis. And I looked at her goals and her spreadsheets, and I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't match your goals and spreadsheets for a residual income. You can't do that. What are you doing? Why would you even sign that deal? Well, my mentor told me to sign it. My mentor told me to go forward with it. And I'm like, who's your mentor? I even questioned at the time if the mentor didn't have kickback from that property in that transaction.
Wow. Did you contemplate, and why didn't you leave?
You know, at the time, you know, first off, you know, when you have a spouse and you're raising two kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have a spouse, I actually thought I could make a difference. I kept on making my commitment to the students that they would at least get an education.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really believed that it could have been fixed. But most importantly, I was not going to let the students out there and hang them to dry. I was going to make sure I would take every last student and make sure they have that education. And I still, to this day, honor that commitment. And it's been 10 years later. I do, you know, this is what I do for a living. If I can help anybody improve their life and they're going to do real estate, don't pay these gurus $20-some thousand, $30-some thousand. Call me. Send me an email. I'll answer your questions. You know, I'll be able to help you, you know, through real estate. It is my passion, and it's what I do for a living. I've been doing it for many, many years in multiple states. You know, I got blisters on my hands from construction. I do construction every week.
So Trump University is shut down literally overnight?
It was shut down. We didn't even know about it. You know, one of the things I was really upset about is, you know, it was a skeleton crew to begin with. You can tell people we're jumping ship left and right. There was 20-some of us in the office. We went down to 16, and Michael Sexton with his attaché case, I'll never forget what he was wearing, he said, you know, hey, guys, have a great night. See you tomorrow, and all that. And the guy never came back. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm going to say it right now, because Michael Sexton called me up a couple years later because he had heard that I was bad-mouthing him and just explaining that same story I just told you. And that's the honest-to-God's truth. He left, never came back. And this is a guy who we were so loyal to and we would have done anything for, you know, because, you know, he asked us and needed help. We were there. We helped him out. He asked me to do something. He asked me to fly to a country or a state. I was there. And to be treated like that, never to show up again to work, it's just amazing.
Did they give any refunds out?
Character.
Did they give any refunds out?
You know, towards the end, all of a sudden, this girl was hired, and all of a sudden, they started giving out massive amounts of refunds. And I'd get called over and said, does this one want a refund or does this one need a refund? And I'm like, yeah, you should have refunded them years ago. So they gave out massive amounts of refunds towards the end. But see, this is where everything was secretive. They didn't tell us there was a massive lawsuit. They didn't tell the employees what was going on behind closed doors. So we were in the dark just as much as the students were. I didn't even know the company closed. They say the company closed in 2010. Wow. Well, I can tell you right now, I was there after 2010.
Now, as we finish up, this whole, is it a mirage about Trump being successful? Because, I mean, you look through this stuff, the casinos, Taj, Trump Castle, Trump Plaza, all bankrupt. There was a fourth casino you mentioned, Trump's World Fair. I'd never heard of it. That closed. Then they went public. That went bankrupt. Then
Mortgage went bankrupt, and they shut down. Trump University shut down. He sets up all these companies, and they bring in the money, and he takes out the money, and then he shuts them down or bankrupts them out.
This is the whole licensing strategy now, isn't it?
It's the whole licensing strategy of it.
How does he think that this will be a sustaining enterprise for Trump Organization? Every one of these things has been shut down, and what's he going to do in the future to make money? Is just find the next one?
Well, come on. Let me tell you. I mean, look at it. He'll never pay taxes again because he takes the write-offs over the next several years of his life. Let's look at it. You bring in $100,000 and you have $50 million in tax write-offs and all. Come on, that's 100% profit. You know, $100,000, you know, look at that. And you have the write-offs for it? I mean, that's one of the things you got to look at his business dealings, you know.
Interesting. Is there going to be anything?
And AT&T paid $400,000 for that little bit of knowledge.
Is there anything left that will happen to Trump University that you think of, or that's called the Trump Entrepreneur Initiative? Is there anything left out there?
Yeah, the students are still out there. I'm still trying to help them. You know, I think probably, you know, I'm surprised some states didn't open up, you know, other investigations. I know I just saw Ohio governor and other states are thinking about opening up an investigation and a lawsuit again over it because, you know, I was the only one who was talking about it, and I was the only inside person and have the documents and the proof of it.
Why do you think why did the state settle for $25
billion? You know, I think it was because he was president of the United States. He was elected already. It was February 6th. They had to settle out the lawsuit and all. One of the things, though, I'm surprised because one of his famous quotes, even at Trump University, is the power of negotiations. Don't settle for the first dollar that was thrown out at you. Make sure you fight for the negotiations. If they settle for it, that means they were just weak and dumb.
He always says he never settles lawsuits, and he settles
never.
A lot of them. So tell us now, we've got the last 30 or 40 seconds, what have you learned from this, and what are you doing now?
I still do real estate education. I own a real estate education company. I still do construction. I'm an investor. I grew up in the business, and I still do it. I buy, fix, and flip properties. I do real estate still to this day, and I teach still to this day.
And you just feel totally committed to customers and the truth?
I really committed to the truth. Absolutely, 100%.
Good way.
And I'm dedicated to the students and anybody out there.
Good way to end it. Thanks to Stephen Gilpin. The book just out, and it's the first insider expose, Trump U, the inside story of Trump University. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Podcast available on YouTube. Search Business Talk with Jim Campbell or Park City Productions 06604. See everybody again next Sunday evening at 10 for another edition of Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.